All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and that right there is Wolf Parade. And Wolf Parade are one of my very favorite Canadian bands. They are originally, the members are mostly from BC, if I'm not mistaken, but then they met in Montreal and formed a band there. Back in like the early part of this century, I guess you could say, they've put out, I don't know, a few records. I want to say like four-ish or so records, maybe one EP on Sub Pop. And they've now put out this latest record. It's called Cry, Cry, Cry on Sub Pop, 7 years after their last one, which was Expo 86. And it's still hard for me to believe that it's been 7 years since that last record came out. Apologies to the Queen Mary is one of my favorite records. It's so solid. And yeah, it's got a permanent spot in my heart. So that's Wolf Parade. What can I tell you about those guys? Well, the two main guys are Dan Bechner and Spencer Krug. They've also been in other bands, and they have. So Atlas Strategic was the very first band I saw Dan Bechner in. Way back when, wow, that was pre, I almost said Divine Fits. That was, sorry, that was pre Wolf Parade. And that was, they were opening for Modest Mouse, as a matter of fact. And I met him at the merch table, and he's like, yeah, I'm, you know, he was like, introduced himself as being an Atlas Strategic. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they were based out of Victoria at the time. And speaking of Modest Mouse, that connection, you've got, Isaac, who's in Modest Mouse. He actually produced, some early stuff of theirs as well. And there you go. I think if I'm not mistaken, Isaac Brock was actually working as an A&R guy. Yeah, I think he was, for Sub Pop. And I think he was the connection. There you go. It's been so long. That information has just been triggered now. So it might be rusty, but there you go. Okay, the station, of course, is CITR, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, which is mostly Canadian music. So there you go. I play Wolf Parade a lot, but this newest record was just released a month and a half ago. So I haven't played it yet. There you go. All right, now I'm going back with this next song. This is a band I used to play back when. The record I really liked of theirs was called Wave North. That's right. So this was released like 8 years ago, back in 2009. This is the Sun Parlor Players. They are from the southernmost point of Canada. That's the story. And I kind of had, I guess, a connection with these guys because that's, I'm from that area. So I'm from Windsor, Ontario, the southernmost city in Canada. But you can still go a little bit further south in Essex County and go along the lake, which is Lake Erie, and you can come to a place called Point Pelee, and that is the southernmost tip of Canada. You can cross Point Pelee and go to Pelee Island, and that's the southernmost place in Canada, which is halfway between Ontario and Ohio. But let's go back just to Leamington, Ontario, which is also the tomato capital of Canada, by the way, fun fact. And my dad was raised in that area, and my aunt and uncle, they own a tomato farm, and I was just there in the summer, and it's a fascinating little town, Leamington, Ontario. It's about 20-ish thousand, and it's very highly influenced. I was like hanging out in downtown Leamington, and it's highly influenced by the migrant farmers of Jamaican and Mexican descent background. Not descent, but, you know, they're from Mexico and the Caribbean. So you have tons of Mexican stores and, like, Rastafarian stuff. And it's pretty awesome. And I spent a lot of time just hanging out in Leamington, sort of shocked with the change over the past, you know, few decades. Of the city, of the town. Back to the band itself. That would be the Sun Parlor Players. They're called that because they're from... They call it the Sun Parlor of Canada. And I'm going to play a song of theirs that I like. It's called Point Pelee is the Place to Be. Because it is. Point Pelee is the place to be. It's quite beautiful. It's Canada's smallest national park. It's got a lot of stuff going on there. David Suzuki quite likes it. I'm telling you. Actually, David Suzuki, fun fact, is from Leamington. Well, he's not originally from Leamington, but he spent some years, definitely, after leaving BC because he was forced to. long story short, he went to high school in Leamington. And my dad actually went to school with his sister. There you go. I'm going to stop talking and let's listen to the Sun Parlor Players here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
That's a lie. I say there's hundreds more. You can see them buried off the shore. At the tip of Erie's lip, there is a little park. We used to love to swim in it when the sun went dark. When the sun went down, the water is shallow and mean, and now the zebras keep it clean. Many ships were claimed, and even Olympic swimmers, they died. All the same, the one's gone down, you see. Point, point, point. Some birders, they watched it from a tree. Hope somebody comes in after me. Thank you.
Tired of begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
We've promise to be true. There'd be no other. We promise not forever. We don't care. Oh, how can you ever let me down? How can you ever let me down? How can you ever let me down? These promises are made for us.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was the Buzzcocks from 1979. The record is, of course, Singles Going Steady. Now, that, of course, is a compilation of a bunch of singles of theirs that were initially released beginning in 1977. So that song, Promises, I don't know when it was originally released. It could have been like 78 as a single, but that's the premise behind the record Singles Going Steady. Oh, there we go. I did see the Buzzcocks a couple years ago. Maybe not quite 2 years ago. I feel like a year and a half ago or so. They came to Vancouver and they put on a killer show. I had a great time. So thank you, Buzzcocks, for just being awesome. But before that, we heard something from the Vancouver band White Lung. When I say Vancouver, I don't know. The lead singer, she's since moved to LA. I don't know. I think part of the band is still in Vancouver. That's White Lung, okay? So the song we heard was Below from their record release last year called Paradise. And then, of course, in there before that, we heard the Sun Parlor Players with Point Pili is the Place to Be from their record Wave North released back in 2009. Now, the lyrics of that song are very personal to me because I spent a good chunk of my childhood at Point Pili, and the song goes into what you're always told if you go swimming at Point Pili or if you know the back story. And that is that there, because it's a point, it's a tip that goes pretty far out into the lake. There's a lot of currents. And if you go swimming off the tip, the very tip of Point Pili, they always tell you, I don't know if it's like urban legend, you're just going to die. Like basically the stories just go on and on about how people have wandered off the tip. Everybody wants to go swimming off the tip of Point Pili. And because of these currents that come from all directions, there's like an undertow and basically you die. And so stories just keep going on and on about one person goes out, like the kid, and then the dad went to get the kid, and then that dad died, and then the next person died, and like whatever. So there's something about the tip of Point Pili every time I go that is pretty scary. That's pretty foreboding. Very, yeah. So I'll stick my feet in, but I won't go past that really because I've been warned too many times not to. Anyways, the time is 6:57 and I'm here until 8. I don't know. I guess we'll go over the weather in a bit. I can just say this much. It's probably going to be a high of 7 and rainy. That's... But I will officially deliver the weather in a bit. But before I do, let's head back into the music. I do have a fair amount of Canadian tonight, which is good. I sort of go all. I've been playing a lot less Canadian, but aside from the Buzzcocks, we're gonna hear more. So Plants and Animals. These guys are out of Montreal, and this record's really good. It's called Park Avenue. So P-A-R-C Avenue. And the song that we're gonna listen to is called Bye Bye Bye. And the, whoops, whoa, what am I doing there? What was that? Let me turn that off. It sounded like Susie and the Banshees. There we go. It actually was. Okay, back to Plants and Animals. We're going to hear the song Bye Bye Bye, and this song is so beautiful. And I think when I die, I would like this to be played at my funeral because it's just perfect. It's Bye Bye Bye, Anita. I don't know. We're all going to die sometime, but I'm going to stop being morbid and hit play. How does that sound? And there you go. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Let me rewind that. I love the beginning of the song.
What's going to happen to you? You have woke up too soon and found the world you're in. And now your feelings have changed. Say goodbye to before. No sound, no vision, no sound.
I continue to despise the hypocrites who criticize everything they find. I really want to change your mind, really want to change your mind, but I won't waste my time. Cause I've chosen you to decide why I can't deny. I continue to despise the hypocrites who criticize. They just won't let it go. I really want to change your mind, really want to change your mind, but I won't waste my time. Cause I've chosen
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is one of my favorite bands. That is the Riverdales. Love those guys. They are out of Chicago. And we heard the song Diabolic from their 19. I'm so old. Everything precedes my year with a 19. The 2010 record. So it's not that old. Tarantula. And I say that because those guys have been around since, 93-ish, 95-ish. Yeah, the Riverdales. So amazing. That is one of my favorite songs. As well as, what other song do I love? Let's take a look here. My other super favorite song, super favorite. I sound so special. I love also, let's see, I don't know, Tarantula. That record Tarantula is so good. I don't know, off the top of my head, I've lost the song. It doesn't matter. I've had a long day. I've had a very long day. It's report card time. That's what's happening, folks. I feel like there's only so much information in your head that you can keep. And I have a lot of sort of stuff going on because I'm marking stuff and I'm trying to get those marks into the computer so that the kids can get their report cards. And now, guess what? The past two terms, our report cards are no longer on paper. It's all digital. So if the kid wants a report card, they have to give a code and then they type it in and then they get it all online. It's so crazy. It's the weirdest thing. But fair enough. I mean, you know, you save paper. So anyways, enough of that. Point of my story is just that I've been doing a lot of work and I've been like, it's the kind of work where you have to think. You have to read through like paragraphs of information and my brain is actually kind of shut down. So the five causes of World War I, I know all those and I'm good at that. You know, what was the League of Nations and who led it and what were the issues with it, blah, blah, blah. I got all that stuff down, but now I just need to shut my brain off. And coming to do your radio show, I'm telling you, is really not a brain shutter off experience because you're constantly looking at the time on the clock and you're making sure you have to put your like song titles in, the album, the artist, etc., and get all this done by a certain time. And I'm just stressing myself out thinking about it right now. But yeah, I'm halfway done my show, so that's good. I will breathe a huge sigh of relief by 8 o'clock, and then I will motor on home and have a beer or four. I've just stressed myself out talking. I hope I don't do that to everybody. Okay, let me just mellow out here. So that was Riverdales. Yeah. Before that, we heard something from the band Duotang. That was 20 years old, from their record Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams on Mint Records, released, yeah, back in 97. Such a good record. We heard the song Change Your Mind. Then Plants and Animals in there before that with the song Bye 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 from their 08 record Park Avenue. So I am here for another 48 minutes. Yeah. I was going to say let's talk about the weather, but let's not. Let's continue. I will come back with that. But right now we're going to hear something from Chicks Dig It. This is a Calgary band, and the record we're going to hear the next song from is called Pink Razors. This was released, I can't believe, already like 12 years ago. The song is called I Remember You, and I have not played Chicks Dig It in forever. Those guys, speaking of the Riverdales, they're probably about the same age. They go back to the early 90s. And I feel like I've seen Chicks Dig It at least once. Yeah, I'm sure I have. I've never seen the Riverdales, though. And I don't think they're still around. I don't think. Of course, you've got one of the guys who is in... what's wrong with my brain? Oh, Screeching Weasel. That's it. Screeching Weasel. There's a connection there. And Screeching Weasel did come to Vancouver like two and a half years ago. There was that whole entire controversy about what's his face. I don't know, doing something rude. But anyways, I'm not even going to think about it. Let's just listen to Chicks Dig It. How does that sound? All right. The station is CITR 101.9. And my name is Anita B. 101.9 FM, Vancouver, BC. Canada, on the campus of UBC. Here's Chicks Dig It.
I remember you, the best friend of a girl I dated. I'm the guy that you forgot you hated. Let's see what's going on. She moved to Montreal.
Repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
The world don't end and we're not destroyed. And if the earth's not Sometimes it seems like the only thing you can count on in life is the fact that Mint Records will always have an Xmas party and always have it ridiculously early. This year, join Woolworm, Needles & Pins, Jay Arner, Supermoon, Kellerisa, and Dumb at the Astoria on December 2nd for music, presents, and Xmas fun.
CITR is where we're at. That's the station. We are located on the campus of UBC. And let's see what we got here going on with weather. I suppose I should tell you, though, before I go to the weather, what we listened to. That was Tokyo Police Club with a song Wait Up from their 2010 record, Champ. Those guys are Canadian. I believe they're from Toronto. That's my best guess. No, I think they're from Toronto. And then we've got, before that, we heard The Organ. They are a local band who broke up, 10-ish years ago, with the song Fire in the Ocean. That was released on Mint Records. One of their records was released on Mint. Now, I can't say for sure if that one was. I think it was. It's from the record Thieves. And I'm good friends with those girls. All girls. Five of them, I think. Or was it four? I don't know. Katie is now in Toronto doing her thing. And yeah, there you go. Mr. T Experience. Now, those guys are not Canadian. They are from California, from Berkeley, to be specific. We heard a song from 20 years ago called Our Love Will Last Forever from their record Revenge Is Sweet and So Are You. They're still around. They are. I believe they have like 11 records under their belt. Yeah, good for them. And then Chicks Dig It in there before that. All right. So 7:26 is the time. And as I mentioned, let's find out what's going on in the world of weather. It's currently 7 degrees and light rain. I just guessed that it was 7, and I'm totally right. So that's 7 degrees Celsius. Today is Wednesday the 29th already. The low tonight is 6 degrees and rain. Okay, let's see what else we have going on here. So tomorrow's Thursday with a high of 7 and light rain. And let's head on over to more long-term forecasts. Let's see what's going on. It says right here, 2 more rounds of heavy rain taking aim. Timing and details here. So it's happening, guys. I clicked on it and it was like a video, so we're not going to watch that. But here's the deal. Here's the scoop. So today is Wednesday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, highs of 7, 7, 6 and rain. And then here's what's shocking. Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, ooh, with a high of 6, and then Monday, a high of 5, and it looks like it may not rain on Monday, so there you go. All right, what did I say the date is, the 29th? Yeah, just over a month, of course, until we hit 2018. How did I get so old? It's like so horrifying, oh my God. I'm going to be away the entire Christmas holiday, though, which is awesome. I'm going to California. And then I'm heading back to my home region, Windsor, Detroit. So that'll be good. I'm going to spend, it looks like, 1 day here in between trips. So I'm kind of stoked. I'm stoked to not be here is my point. I'm happy to be going away. Yay for me. Okay. There we go. Let's talk about what's coming up next. On my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, me being Anita B, Woolworm. We've got some Woolworm coming up. Something from a couple years ago. Their record, Everything Seems Obvious. It's a good one. It's actually, is it a record? I think it's a 7-inch. It was released just over 2 years ago. And it was on Hockey Dad Records. And I love the song. It's called Useless. It's so amazing. And that's that. All right. Keep listening to my show. Oh, and stay tuned at 8, because from 8 until I believe it's 9, McConan will be in with his show, Mixed Cassette. He's a super rad dude. So, whoops. Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. I think we're good. Can I do that again? Yep. All right. Here you go. This is Woolworm on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
What good are my arms if I can't put them around you? What good is my heart of art if I ain't allowed to? Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. What good are my dreams if I don't believe them? I know that there's hardly even a reason. To love, to love, to love, to love, to love. To love, to love, to love, to love, to love. What good is my girl if I can't?
Live it. Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
The station is CITR. My name is Anita B, and that right there is Corner Boys. We are two songs from them off their 7-inch called Just Don't Care, Be Seeing You, as well as the title track off that one, Just Don't Care. Now, these guys are a three-piece. They're somewhat new in town, and they featuring Patrick, Joel, and Wade. Now, Joel, of course, is from the band Nervous Talk, and I had a little... Joel and I were in a temporary band together, is what I'm trying to say. Joel Butler, and such a good guitar player. If you ever get to... Check them out, and if you get a chance to listen to some Nervous Talk, do it. If you don't know, those guys are amazing. All right, and Patrick actually runs Hosehead Records, if you didn't know that. Originally out of Toronto, and that's that. All right, before that, we heard something from the Portland band Piss Test, and they actually just played together, Corner Boys and Piss Test, in Vancouver. And the song we heard was Basement from their record Piss Test LP2. And then Woolworm previously before that. All right, the time is 7:44. I have 16 minutes of my very long day, but I enjoy coming down to the station and doing my show. What do we have next? Oh, more Vancouver punk rock. In the same sort of vein as Piss Test and Corner Boys, we've got Sore Points. These guys are Shane, Mitch, and Trevor. And we're going to hear the song Algomania. And this is from their 7-inch entitled Don't Want To. And here we go. Algomania. Oops, Daisy. Here we go. Yeah. All right. The station is CITR 101.9. Whoops. Whoa. I'm having problems. Let me try that again. CITR.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Try to get out, gotta be the ones that gotta survive. Gotta break.
All right, there's 8 more minutes left in my show, and we just heard The Pointed Sticks from 1980 from their record Perfect Youth, Real Thing. I'm almost out of here, so, well, now it's 7 minutes. Stay tuned for McConan and his show Mixtape, or Mix Cassette. It's actually Mix Cassette. He'll be in, of course, at 8, and we're going to move on with some Dirt Bombs. These guys are one of my favorite bands ever. They're out of Detroit, and this record, Ultra Glide in Black, I think it was released back in 01 or so. Such a killer record. And all of the songs on this are covers except for one original Dirt Bomb song. Otherwise, it's all covers of mostly Detroit bands, if I'm not mistaken. You got, let's see, Smokey Robinson. You've got covers. Yeah, it's not all Detroit bands, but mostly. A lot of, like, Motown stuff, like Marvin Gaye. We're going to hear the song Kung Fu, and this is a cover of Curtis Mayfield. If you ever get a chance to see the Dirt Bombs, they are still around. Please do. Probably some of the best rock and roll live you can ever see. Yeah, there you go. That's about all I got. So stay tuned again for the next show. And of course, my show in 2 more weeks. So my show's every second week. When's that going to be? Let me look at the calendar. That means I'm trying to... This time slipping into the future thing is kind of freaking me out. Time seems to be just speeding along ridiculously. Today's the 29th, which means I'll be back on the 13th. That's right. And that looks like that'll be my last show for a bit. Because I will... Then the show after that should be the 27th, but I'll be out of town. And then the show after that... Let me take a look here. The 27th. It would be the 10th, and I'll be back for that. School goes back on January 8th. Okay, so there we are. So I'm here from 6:30 until 8, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm going to need to be, and I'm going to stop talking, and we're going to listen to some Dirt Bombs because they are the bomb. All right. Whoopsie-daisy. Let me do that. Okay, finally, we're good. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
neighbors and some sisters, my brother and her Uncle Sam. It's just a shame, ain't it, mister? We being brothers of the damned. Good loving brings about a difference. You are my love, I do believe. Shall we join hands for tomorrow? Don't care nothing up the sleeve. Keep your head high.
Come
I will till I die, yeah.
Come
don't be too intense, no.
Come
keep your common sense, yeah. For a secret, there is no secret part of you. You bet your life if you think wicked, someone is thinking wicked too. Keep your head high.
Come
I will till I die, yeah.
Come
don't be too intense, no.
Come
keep your common sense, yeah. Our days have come, our days of night. Don't put yourself aside.